Welcome to the Fitfluential Radio Podcast, the intersection of health, wellness, and fitness. Join host Kelly Olexa as she interviews thought leaders and world-class experts in order to demystify and deconstruct complex health and wellness topics. The goal of each episode is to provide you with actionable everyday tips and information that you can apply in your lifestyle. Now here's your host, Kelly Olexa.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Fitfluential Radio. I am your host, Kelly Olexa, and today I am joined by Matt Tobe. Now, just to be clear, we are going to be airing, this is going to be a two-part episode of my interview with Matt Tobe, but we also are going to be featuring his wife, Felicia Tobe, on the show. Originally, we thought we'd do both of them as kind of a joint interview, but they both have such a different style and flair and depth of experience that we decided to divide that up. So I'm going to share with you a little bit about Matt and Felicia from their bio here, but just know that we will also have Felicia on the show separately. So Matt and Felicia Tobe are international fitness presenters. They are Beachbody Live Master Trainers and a fitness power couple that work hard to change lives every day. Matt and Felicia are a married couple that have made it their goals in life to help as many people as possible live to their true potential. Through their own experiences, they have learned ways to guide and navigate, not just around issues that stand in the way, but how to get through them when in the thick of the issues that couples and individuals face. They are parents of three boys, again, international fitness presenters with an outstanding reputation in the industry. They are Fitfluential ambassadors and two of my, most energetic and dedicated Fitfluential ambassadors. I still remember how they wrote to us again and again saying, can we be ambassadors? And when they weren't active really on social media, they just kept trying and trying. These are two individuals that just are so dedicated to changing people's lives and they're willing to do whatever it takes. So I'm excited to share this interview with you. Again, this is going to be my interview with Matt Tobe and it's two parts. So enjoy this two-part series. This first part of the episode, in part one, you're going to hear us really have Matt talk about his fitness experience and what they do best, you know, how they help clients get in shape and maintain and put in place healthy habits. And then the second part of the show, we actually talk about Matt's former struggle with addiction. And it's a pretty intense conversation, but I know it's going to hit home with a lot of folks that might be struggling with addiction, ready to kind of make that first step to change their lives. And boy, you can't listen to somebody more motivating in that area than Matt Tobe. So I'm excited for you to hear from Matt, listen to his own personal experience getting fit and turning his life around after college, how he and Felicia maintain health in their family, and again, his conquering addiction in part two. So tune in. This is part one of my interview with Matt Tobe. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Fitfluential Radio. I am your host, Kelly Olexa, and today I am joined by an extraordinary guy with a ridiculously amazing voice, Matt Tobe-like robe. And I say Matt Tobe-like robe because when I first met him, I didn't know how to pronounce his last name, and he said, it's Tobe, like robe. So I can't help but introduce him as Matt Tobe-like robe. Matt, where are you today?
I am in Toronto, Canada.
And it's probably really warm. And are you by the pool? I'm really giving you a hard time.
As we sit here watching the snowfall, it's an amazing wintering day as I be a typical Canadian and fill the backyard homemade ice rink for the kids.
Oh, heavens. I guess I shouldn't say that in Austin, where I'm recording from, we were sitting out by the pool. See, I used to live in Chicago. And so for me to be in January, able to go out back and sit by the pool and have a breezy day, I'm I'm like a fish out of water, but not complaining about it. So I won't say anything else. I won't say anything else. And I've never been to Canada, so I'm looking forward to one of these. Maybe this will be the year that I actually get up north.
We're here.
Yeah. I mean, you're one of our, you and your lovely wife are some of our amazing Fitfluential ambassadors up in Canada. We have a ton of other folks up there that are also going to be on the show. So I've got to get up there and see around, give it a look-see. We'll get there. That's on my bucket list. But anyway, let's dive right in. I told everybody, about you and your lovely wife and your background in the show intro, separately, but one of the things I really like to do with our guests is just ask them, because everybody's got their own story. You know, you guys are so heavily involved in the fitness, health, and wellness space and changing lives. But how did you, Matt, get started on your fitness journey? What made you, because we're not born with being interested in being fit and healthy and making it a lifestyle. When did that start for you and why?
Well, Kelly, I started really... I mean, when I was a kid, I loved the idea of being fit. I was that kid who would kind of wake up in the morning after watching a really inspirational movie when I was 12 and, you know, run outside, you know, go run around the block at 6 in the morning before everybody woke up and realized that wasn't my thing. But I would try it again and again and again. My fitness journey started really when I came back from university. I went to university weighing about 125 pounds soaking wet. And it was silly, really silly. And I came home from university weighing 258 pounds. So when most kids go to, when most kids go to school and they gain the freshman 15, I ate a freshman.
You're such a show off, Matt. You really had to like show it up and go, I'll show you 15.
I'll give you 150. It was completely like, I came back from school and my nickname coming back from school was Fatty Matty McGee.
That's bullying. That's not right.
But I owned it. Like I really did. That's my personality. I'm like, well, don't let it get to you. It's who you are. And it crept up on me. You know, when I went to school, I had a 28 inch size waist. Like, you know, I could trade jeans with my girlfriends. You know, it was silly. And then... Now, I came back and I was a 42-inch waist and I didn't even notice, you know, going.
Can I ask you? Yeah. I'm so sorry. I'm interrupting and it's so rude.
Go ahead.
I acknowledge it, but I have to ask because this is one of the things I hear about Canada. Did you eat a lot of, and I hope I'm not saying this in the wrong way, is it poutine?
It's poutine. So in Toronto, I mean, poutine is, they consider it a national delicacy, but it's big in fast food places now, but poutine's from Quebec, from Montreal and outside of Montreal in the Quebec City area. And I went to school in Montreal, so I did. I ate poutine. At the time, and for you listeners who don't know what poutine is, it's French fries with cheese curds. And I have yet to know what an actual cheese curd is, but they're cheese curds. And I think it's what's left over when they make milk and cheese and like... it doesn't even come from that. It's awful. And they pour gravy on top of it. And I found this one place that also put peas and carrots on it. So I know, but I justified that I was eating all four food groups.
That's epic.
That was my justification with it. And, you know, it was college, so it was a lot of drinking and everything else. And so poutine was a big, big part. It was the staple in my diet. Which helped me get to 58. And then
that's what you tell your clients to do right now. Like you say, start every day with a big, huge tray of poutine, right?
100%. And I look at it now and looking at it gives me heartburn. But it was something that I ate. And I came back from school and got a job actually in public relations, which I hated, which is very, very funny because essentially it's what I'm doing now. You know, I'm doing a service industry, public relations, changing lives, on the phone, helping people, doing online work. And yet I hated being on the phone doing public relations. And, you know, smoked, drank. I was completely...
I didn't know that. I didn't know that you were a smoker, too.
Oh, I was a heavy smoker. And my attitude has always been go big or go home, hence gaining 125 pounds and doubling my size at university. I would smoke 2 to 2.5 packs a day of cigarettes. And I would have friends of mine who would say to me, you smoke too much. And I would look at them and go, really? You smoke too little. It was
that's funny.
It was like I went extreme, and then I turned 23, and I looked at myself in the mirror, and I bags under my eyes, and just I didn't look good, and said I'm gonna die, like I flat out I'm gonna die, and that didn't make me change, right? That made me quit my job. Because I wasn't happy with my job. That was funny. What I figured, and I had a gym membership, and I went, and I remember going to the treadmill and walking on a treadmill for half an hour, and all I could think of, okay, hit 30 minutes, and you'll go outside for a smoke. That was my goal. Like walk 30 minutes on a treadmill so I could have a cigarette. It was ridiculous. And
that's not that bad though, because you know, I'm not gonna lie. There's times when I, you know, may or may not have been looking at my heart rate monitor and said, okay, well, if I, you know, if I go an extra 40 minutes, I can have those Pop Tarts I want, or
yeah,
you know.
Yeah. I gave myself short-term goals. Smoking just happened to be the one I went for. And I walked into my boss's office and I looked at him, I said, I gotta quit. It was 6 o'clock in the morning, I said, I'm out of here. I can't do this. And I left that career behind me and got a job months later, you know, still 258 pounds, still smoking, and got a job at a gym selling gym memberships. And yeah, and because it's sales, and sales, once you have that, sales isn't it's a skill. Everybody has the skill to sell. You know, nobody wakes up in the morning, you know, to quote Brian Tracy, nobody wakes up going, you know what? I want to be a salesman. It's just, it's not the career path most people take. So I got a job doing sales. And then one of the trainers pulled me aside and said, out of 12 trainers, one trainer pulled me aside and said, you're a fat guy selling gym memberships. You sell them well, but you're a fat guy selling gym memberships, and I want to help you. And he put me through the paces, and 6 months later, I was down to 190 pounds. And I was like, yeah. And like, he changed my diet, he had me working out three to four times a week, like on basic stuff, like nothing crazy. And I said, I want to do what you do. I want to change lives. I want to do that. Because at the time I was a drifter and I didn't know what I wanted. And I went back to school, became a trainer, got a job working at a gym, and haven't looked back since. And it's just been like, that was my journey into fitness. It was something I kind of dabbled in here and there. But it wasn't until somebody pulled me aside and actually changed my life that I thought fitness was actually really something.
And okay. I have a question there. First of all, I know you've shared approximately how old you are. So when that guy pulled you aside, about what age were you?
At that time, I was 24 years old.
Okay.
24.
And then when you started, I'm just curious because you had this certain lifestyle and, you know, you had quit your job and then you said, hey, I didn't stop smoking. I didn't stop eating, you know, whatever. Did you like, keep it real. Like, what did you, when he first pulled you aside, were you like, oh yeah, I'm doing this, balls to the wall? Or were you like, oh dear God, maybe I should just to keep my, like, was it, were you fully in when you started or did it happen slowly? You kind of got into it.
Like I said, I'm go big or go home. So I jumped into the deep end. I cannonballed. It's like a running start, cannonballed in, went to the doctor and I said, I have to quit smoking. I can't do it by myself. And he put me on the Nicorette patch or the Nicoderm patch. And I was getting, you know, nicotine directly into my body through a patch every day. And that's, you know, I went full in, changed my diet, had to go for stress tests because my anxiety level was through the roof because I literally jumped into, it was like running out of a sauna and jumping into an ice cold lake. Like I really, my body went into shock. I did it all. I quit smoking, quit drinking coffee, quit drinking booze, quit bad food, watched everything I ate, measured. Like I went balls to the wall.
Today's FitFluential Radio episode is sponsored by Health IQ. Health IQ uses science and data to secure lower rates on life insurance for health-conscious people, including runners, cyclists, strength trainers, vegans, and many more. 56% of Health IQ customers save up to 33% on their life insurance policies, and these savings are exclusive to Health IQ. Health IQ can save their customers this much because physically active people have a 56% lower risk of heart disease, 20% lower risk of cancer, and a 58% lower risk of diabetes compared to people who are inactive. To get your free quote today,
mention the promo code FITFLUENTIAL when you talk to a Health IQ agent.
Okay, I have a question. I'm going to put you kind of on the spot, but I know you can handle it. So considering what worked for you, and you may answer this and say, look, different strokes for different folks, but I'm completely just curious. There's no right answer. Would you say if you, because, you know, folks, you heard about this in my intro, and you'll hear more about what Matt and his wife do as far as, you know, an amazing fitness career and changing lives. Would you say that if somebody came to you that was like a Matt Toblike Robe Jr., and they were messed up like that, ridiculously overweight, maybe drinking a lot, you know, smoking. Do you encourage people to go balls to the wall, or do you encourage more baby steps? Have you learned, you know, maybe over the years it's better to do baby steps? I'm completely curious, and I don't think there's necessarily a right way.
It depends on the person. I do both. You know, our online training, which we're just launching again, we do it in baby steps because, you know, as I tell people, it didn't take me 24 hours to gain that much weight. It took me 2.5 years. So it takes a long time to get the process. However, certain things I do believe in. You need to quit smoking. It has to happen today. There's no ifs, ands, or buts, because cutting down is not quitting. That's got to stop. Certain foods, you know, look at the food that is the most troublesome in your life. That's got to stop. And I take those two things away. Go to the extreme on that and just know it doesn't happen. You have to find the switch that flips saying, I don't do it anymore. For me, and it took a long time to get that. I won't use alcohol as the example because I'll talk about that afterwards. But for me, ice cream to this day. I'm an ice cream person, and we, you know, with the kids being off over the holidays, we had a lot more ice cream in our house than normal. I purposely go out of my way to make sure I don't like what the kids like.
That's funny. That's a good tip, though.
Yeah, I'll eat it. I mean, and I'm a big believer. If you have a craving and you walk into the fridge, you know, oh, look at that, nothing there. Then I'll go to the freezer. Sometimes it may just be a quick craving of, I don't want the ice cream. Other times, Felicia will walk in the kitchen and my head will be in the freezer devouring a pint of Häagen-Dazs with a spoon or just my hands.
Whatever works.
Yeah. You know, so you have to give certain things up. So if somebody is a smoker, it's got to stop. Smoking, you know, when I quit smoking, even having this nicotine patch, I also did a puzzle. It was a puzzle that was 5,000 pieces. It was a nighttime skyline of New York City. So pretty much black and yellow dots with, and instead of a moonscape, an earthscape, so blue and white. And I finished it in about 24 hours. Yeah, because I needed something to do because I quit smoking. So I do think for some people, you have to go hard. You know, you can't change everything all at once, but certain things just have to stop, you know. And I think smoking is one of the biggest ones. You know, we know it's going to kill us. I mean, that's a given. So just if you want to make a lifestyle change, that's got to be a change that has to happen immediately, in my opinion. I tell that to my clients.
I love that you said several things there that I want to pick up on. Number one, I love that you end with, in my opinion. And I try to do that, whether it's on the show or just in life, because I think it was actually a television show I watched where I think it was The Good Wife, and they were arguing, and this one judge was telling all of the attorneys, you know, what you're saying, just because you believe it, is not fact, it's your opinion. And be okay telling people, like, this is my opinion, but I don't mean to assert that my opinion or my position is right. And I think that's a very good, especially in the fitness space, a good attitude to have when you're a trainer, when you're a nutritionist, if you're a doctor, you know, to be able to say, here's what I suggest and what I really live by, but it is my opinion. You know, we should be open to the idea and the concept that we can all learn at all times. So love that you said that. I also notice, you know, when you were talking, we're joking about ice cream, and I said Pop-Tarts earlier. That's one of my favorites. But I really like that you keep it real, because for all of our listeners, you know, it sometimes you can get into the fitness space and start down a better health journey. And you can meet people who, again, think that there's only one way. And they'll share a philosophy that suggests you can never drink wine. You can never have an adult beverage. You can never have a donut. You can never have flour. You can never, and that it's, you become this different person who is a fitness person or a healthy person. And then you never have cookies and you never have cravings and you never have food that is packaged, God forbid. And I just think that's a very unreasonable and unsustainable attitude to think that that's what you have to become. Now, Matt, you and I both know that Kevin, my podcast co-host, is like a level of human being that is above the rest of us, because he can be that guy who, you know, I can be, if I brought home ice cream, sitting in front of him eating, and he's like not tempted at all. There's probably two things on the planet that tempt him. So there are some people like that. But I just love that you and your wife are trainers, your parents, we're going to dive into that next. And you're sharing like, hey, guess what? I've got cravings. And sometimes I have times that I fall off the wagon and indulge a little bit, but it's not that big of a deal. And we have so many newbies listening to the show. I want all of our listeners to know, like, it's okay. You are going to fall off your plan. And number two, that's kind of part of life, right? You should anticipate for finding what your fit is. I said in some of our earlier recordings, that phrase that I've heard, and I really like it, you do you. Do you agree with that, Matt?
Yeah, 100%. Life is too short, and you can't get rid of everything, because, you know, it's all there. It's a matter of having it. We've all heard, you know, have it in moderation. Moderation isn't, you know, once a day. Moderation is once every blue moon. You know, you don't, if you like it, do it, and you have to be you, you know. Felicia and I will go to weddings or parties and dinner events. And it's funny, everybody will sit there at the table and look at the bread basket in the middle of the table.
It's true.
And they'll look at us and they'll look at the bread basket. And they're like, you know, we know everybody wants it. And it's not until we reach into the middle of the table, grab it and go, you can eat this, you know, it's okay. You're not going to explode. Right. And they won't touch it because we're there. And it's like, come on. You know, I work out to eat. I like food.
So true. And that's one of the, we talk about, I didn't coin the phrase, but myth understandings. We're talking about that on the show. And that's one of them, you know, that all bread is bad. And I mean, absolutely, there are benefits to, you know, whether you call it your 80-20 rule, 90-20, or hey, I eat pristine during the week and I allow myself to indulge on the weekends. Again, whatever it is that you in particular do, there's just what you just said, Matt. I'm one of those people that still, I'm being honest, if I went to Olive Garden, which is just the mecca of a cheat meal for me, I fantasize about breadsticks and Alfredo sauce there. I literally will still, and I'm not proud of this, but I still go through that mental thing of, oh my God, what have I done? What, I ate bread. And it's not even, I freak out about the Alfredo sauce, but you know, it's because there's so many, I think, conflicting media messages out there. And we hope to, with this show and what we'll be doing on some Twitter chats in the future with Fitfluential and on our platforms, just get people more comfortable with keeping it real, finding out what works for you, and that nothing is going to destroy all your efforts. And so I just love that you said that, because you and your wife are so inspirational. You help so many people. But for everybody listening as well, we'll link up to where you can follow Matt and his wife, who will be on the show later. But you got to check them out on social media. I think you keep it very real. You show what you do with your kids. You know, you don't have your kids, you know, doing these like insane, inappropriate, like hardcore CrossFit stuff and eating pebbles and grass. You know, my favorite Instagram post of you was over the holidays when you took your kids. And was it huge ice cream cones dipped in something, or was it donuts on a cheat meal?
Yeah.
See, you're still, it was a religious experience, right?
We've done both. We've done...
The big Are you one, thinking about it? Are you taking a pause and fantasizing?
The big one was the ice cream one, where it's this ice cream, like, different flavors. And it was like, one of them was called, my son got, it was called Krusty the Clone. And it was cotton candy ice cream, bubblegum ice cream with cotton candy coming out of it, looking like Krusty the Clown, with cotton candy sauce. And, you know, mine was like chocolate ice cream rolled in 8 different kinds of cookie crumbs. I'm like, really? It was good.
Like, clearly. Did everybody that's listening pick up on that, like, pause? Because I think we lost Matt for a moment. I think he was remembering and he just went off.
I completely was. But it's, you know, life is too short. And it's you know, and it's funny. We went back a second time. It wasn't as good the second time. No, it wasn't. But that first time was glorious, you know. So you have to pick and choose your battles. And if, you know, you're losing a battle to certain foods or certain things that are affecting your diet and affecting your happiness in general, so you have to cut that out. But if it's going to add to your happiness every once in a while, perfect. You know, that also shows, you know, our kids are like every other kid. They're all sugar junkies. All kids are. But at the same time, you know, we don't limit them. We don't say you cannot have sugar. You can't have candy. In a utopian society where there was no sugar candy, we'd be perfect. But there is. And our kids go to birthday parties. But my kids are the kids that will go to a birthday party and will, when it comes to, two of my kids could actually share one piece of cake. One just likes the inside and one just likes the icing. Right? So, and if they're done, if they're at a play place, they'd rather go play. Forget, I can have cake at home. I'm gonna go play, which is a lot more fun, you know? So it's just, you just have to live, you know, your life according to how you want to live it, but know that there are still limitations. You know, we can't go all out with everything. You know, when a lot of people do that, it's a little crazy and we lose, you know. I know that when I lost my weight initially years ago, because I had to, I would say deprive myself, I shut everything down, and I did know I was given one cheat day in the middle of a 60-day program. So on day like 31, I went crazy. Like I was like, oh, chocolate bars, and I'm going to have hot dogs with bacon and baked beans. And, you know, and did I feel great afterwards? I felt awful. But that's also part of it. You know, when you sit there and you do go to a clean diet. And when I say clean diet, I want the listeners to know, clean diet to me doesn't mean going, you know, fully organic and drinking glacial iceberg water and, you know, only this. Clean diet means, you know, it doesn't come in a box.
Yeah. Start with that. And, you know, I'm glad you said that. And I want to step into, because it's a good layup. You mentioned your kids. I want to talk about your family next. But just one last point there, because when we're recording these shows and when we're hosting our Twitter chats and putting content on FitFluential, I'm always thinking of the person who's just getting started and where I was, you know, 10 years ago when I was getting started and how confused I was by the things I would read, and whether it was Shape Magazine or maybe it was the Body for Life book that I started with. I was confused and I wanted my questions answered. I didn't understand. And I, for years and years, ended up in over-analysis paralysis because I thought everything had to be perfect. I thought, when I followed Bill Phillips' Body for Life book, and this is not a cut, it's an exceptional book and a program, in my opinion, but, you know, he talks about every other day you do 20 minutes of HIIT training. And I remember that I liked Taibo, and I still do. And I remember freaking out, wondering, oh, I want to do 30 minutes. Is that going to destroy everything? Because he says only 20. What if I do 30? And getting that kind of an attitude, I'm sure you agree, where you obsess over, well, I know this, I'm really not supposed to have bottled water. You might read something, it'll say this kind of bottled water is bad, or you can only have this kind of spring water, and then you obsess. That's not really the point. It's you know, moderation, getting cleaner with your eating, but different strokes, different folks. I'm sure you agree, yes or no, and then we're going to move on to family. Do you agree?
Yeah.
Okay. Just, you should agree with everything I say, Matt. I mean,
everybody's different, and you got to do what works for you.
Next question: yes or no? Is Kelly Alexa awesome?
100%.
I paid him to say that, you guys. So back to family. You know, for everybody listening, and again, we'll link up. You can check him out on social media and his wife. But you have two kids, am I right?
Three.
What are their ages? Three. Oh, jeez. Okay, my bad.
Three boys. We've got a 12-year-old, an almost 10-year-old, and a 7-year-old.
12 to, oh, geez. Okay. Yeah. That's a lot of young testosterone in the house.
It's a lot of young testosterone, and we're just getting into it with one of them. If I had hair, I'd be bald by now.
you do the bald look very well.
It worked out in my favor. And I'm going to be honest, I heard a great line because I know everybody always says, you know, you have the best head for being bald. Like, you look good bald. You know, how lucky are you? I'm like, really? To be honest with you, I would much rather have a head of hair. Like, I had long hair when I was younger. I was like the hairstyling product king. I loved my hair. And I make fun of it because we call it a hockey haircut here. Down south, you guys call it a mullet. So I have shorter hair in the front, longer hair in the back. And my line is, I took such care of my hair that I had a mullet and God got mad at me and took my hair away from me.
That's a sad story.
I was punished for having a hairstyle like that.
Fitfluential Radio fans, I have a gift for you. And by gift, I mean the gift that truly keeps on giving. Head on over right now to fitfluential.com/membership and sign up for our now live VIP Fitfluential membership. Our Fitfluential membership is not a diet program. It's not a workout program. You will have access to learning from some of the best trainers, dietitians, nutritionists, doctors, chiropractors, massage therapists, chefs, athletes, authors. I could go on and on and on. A lot of folks that have been on this show. What our Fitfluential membership is designed to do is meet you in the middle and provide all of the education and inspiration that you need, all of the community and accountability that you crave, and everything else that's going to keep you from being one of those statistics in January. All those people that say, I'm going to get healthier this year. I'm going to live my best life. And then by the third week in January, the second week in February, all of those aspirations are gone. Don't let that be you. Go to fitfluential.com/membership and sign up now. I dated a guy named Kevin and he had a mullet. But back then, I don't think, this is when I was like 19, and I don't think it was named a mullet, because remember, folks, listeners, I'm 47, so this was like, he probably wore acid wash jeans as well, and back then, I'm like, look at my man over there, acid wash jeans, they're really tight, and he has a mullet. But all things come around in time, let's just hope the mullet doesn't come back. But
thank you for listening to the latest episode of Fitfluential Radio. We hope you enjoyed the episode. Please visit us on iTunes and like this episode and subscribe to the podcast. We want this to be your podcast, so please head over to iTunes, write a review, and give us your feedback. Give us your ideas and even guest suggestions. For a full transcript of all episodes and bonus giveaways, be sure to visit fitfluentialradio.com. We look forward to seeing you again for the next episode of Fitfluential Radio. Peace. Please remember our disclaimer for the podcast. The materials and content discussed within the podcast are the opinions of host Kelly Alexa and the guests interviewed. This information is intended as general information only for listeners of the podcast. Listeners should always seek professional advice, and content and opinions expressed in the podcast should never be construed as a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment.